It's 8:35. Ladies and gentlemen, we welcome on Fridays our political humorist and satirist. You can find him at aneveningwiththepresidents.com. Bill Melberg. Bill!
Greetings, Stevie J. Greetings, Diane Ducey.
Hello!
And good morning, Connect FM listeners.
Hey, I know your air conditioner conked out 2 weeks ago. I know the heat waves continue. Have you gotten a new air conditioner yet, Bill?
Well, Stevie and Diane, about 1 hour ago, I had a call. They wanted to deliver it right now. And I said, I can't do it then. Well, then you'll be our last stop of the day.
Hey, you should have just done it. We'd have heard natural sound. It'd have been fine.
Well, whenever it gets here, I'm going to be very happy to see the fellows installing it. It's been a very long, hot couple of weeks.
I can't imagine without air conditioning. Sort of makes you appreciate the inventor of the air conditioner, doesn't it, Bill?
It certainly does. And as President Obama would remind us, it also makes us appreciate the federal government, which made it possible for the inventor of the air conditioner to invent the air conditioner. After all, those guys delivering it, hopefully by 3:30 today, will be using a taxpayer-funded highway to get the new air conditioner to me so we can all thank the government for everything.
Well, speaking of politics and heat, we're going to continue our short summer break from the partisan battle that's heating up for the fall. In fact, just about everyone is taking a break from the rest of the news and turning their attention to the Summer Olympic Games in London. And so, we turn our attention briefly to the Olympics, as well as to another one of our favorite topics on this program, topical humor. Joining us once again is our distinguished panel of political veterans, and here they are, former President George Herbert Walker Bush.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Former President Bill Clinton, number 42.
Hi, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
Former President George W. Bush, number 43.
Howdy, Stevie. Howdy, Diane.
Hi.
Howdy, Connect FM listeners.
And former Secretary of State under Presidents Nixon and Ford, Dr. Henry A. Kissinger.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane. Hi. Good morning, Mr. President. And once again, let me say what an honor it is to be part of this distinguished panel of sports fans and raconteurs. As was the case the last time, I hope my contributions to our conversation are worthy of the great men who have joined us this morning to ease the burden of our daily grind with their humor and insights. I also hope...
Dr. Kissinger, as was the case the last time, our time is very limited, sir. I'd like to hear what the presidents have to say first.
Of course. And once again, I beg your pardon, gentlemen and lady.
President Clinton, let's begin with you, sir. Any comments about the Olympics?
Well, Stevie and Diane, I thought the highlight of the Olympics thus far was, although Michael Phelps, I'm just great, glad to see him, record medal holder, but I still think the highlight was when Queen Elizabeth and James Bond parachuted into the stadium for the opening ceremonies. Wow, that was fantastic.
Dr. Kissinger?
Stevie, I think we should make it clear that it wasn't really Her Majesty and Daniel Craig, a.k.a. James Bond, who were parachuting into the Olympic Stadium. It was really a pair of professional parachutists who were dressed as the Queen and James Bond. Of course, it was the real Queen who we saw in Buckingham Palace at the beginning of that sequence. You might recall, she turned around and said, "Good evening, Mr. Bond." Her delivery was perfect.
President Bush, 41, did you have something to add to Dr. Kissinger's remarks, sir?
Stevie, I don't think Dr. K has told us anything that we didn't know already. I mean, hey, did anyone really think that was the real Queen parachuting into the stadium? Of course, had it been me, it would have been the real President parachuting into the stadium. Because as you know, I did that whole parachuting thing for my 80th birthday a few years ago. And that's probably where the Queen got the idea from yours truly. But don't worry, Your Majesty, if you're listening. I'm not looking for any royalties. Royalties, get it?
Yes, sir, I do. Although that was a rather lame joke. But speaking of jokes, I thought it might be fun if each of you were to share some of your favorite political jokes with us this morning. President Bush 43, why don't you start, sir?
All righty. Well, let's see here. All right, here's a political joke for you. Joe Biden.
All right, Mr. President, I had something a little different in mind. I meant an actual joke, not a person.
All right, well, try this one on for size. Do you know how many people actually work for the government?
No, I don't. So please tell us, how many people actually work for the government?
About half of them.
President Clinton, how about you?
That's about half of the employees are actually working.
Yeah, I get it. Yes, sir. President Clinton, how about you? Do you have any political jokes for us?
Well, I was going to say Dan Quayle, but you just said that names don't count.
Right.
So here's an actual joke for you. Do you know why politicians are like babies?
No, I do not, sir. Please tell us why politicians are like babies.
Politicians are like babies, Stevie, because they both need to be changed often and for the same reason.
All right, President Bush 41, do you want to add something?
Yes, I did, Stevie. I wanted to say a word in defense of my vice president, Dan Quayle, who President Clinton was about to poke some fun at. Let me tell you something. Dan Quayle is a very smart fellow. In fact, he's now working in a think tank at the shallow end. Seriously, Dan Quayle is as sharp as a tack. I'll never forget the morning when we were sitting in a very important cabinet meeting together, and just to break the ice a bit, I turned to Danny and said, "Hey, Dan, name 2 days of the week that begin with the letter T." And without even thinking, he said, "Today and tomorrow." Now, there's one sharp cookie.
All right, speaking of ice, Dr. Kissinger, I understand you have a Titanic joke for us. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. Stevie and Diane, do you know the difference between the Titanic and the Obama administration?
No, what's the difference?
The Titanic had a band playing while it was sinking.
Oh, gosh.
Stevie?
Yes, President Clinton, go ahead, sir.
Stevie, speaking of disasters, here's my favorite joke. It's actually a joke that Senator Bob Dole used to tell when he was running against me for president in 1996. And I'm on the receiving end of this particular joke, but since I won that election handily, I can laugh at Senator Dole's joke. And here it is. During the 1996 presidential campaign, a series of tornadoes tore through Kansas, as they so often do. And Hillary and I decided to fly to Kansas to see the damage and to meet some of the victims. Now, as a courtesy, I invited Senator Dole to join us since he represented Kansas. And as we were flying over the stricken area in Marine One, the presidential helicopter, we all looked at all that damage down below us, and there were barns blown apart and cows stuck up in trees and all sorts of other destruction. So I turned to Senator Dole and I said, "Senator, I know we can't help everybody in Kansas who needs help at this time, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open the door of this helicopter. I'm going to pull a $100 bill out of my wallet. I'm going to throw that $100 bill out the door, and I'm going to make at least one person in Kansas happy tonight." And right away, Hillary spoke up, and Hillary said, "Bill, why don't you throw two $50 bills out the door and make two people in Kansas happy tonight?" And then Senator Dole spoke up, and he said, "Mr. President, if I may offer a suggestion, why don't you throw yourself out the door, take your wife with you, and make everybody in Kansas happy tonight?" That's Senator Dole. What a hoot. Of course, I got the last laugh. I won in a landslide.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Before we close this segment, how about some closing thoughts on the subject of political humor? President Bush 43, how about you?
Well, Stevie, I was just thinking that President Obama might be right about government having a role in everything. At least that's the case in this instance, because as that famous American humorist Will Rogers once said, there's no trick to being a political humorist when you have the entire government working for you writing your material.
And on that note, I want to thank former Presidents Bush, Clinton, and Bush for joining us this morning and sharing a little humor with us. I also want to thank Dr. Kissinger for his minor contribution as well. And as we say goodbye to that distinguished panel, we welcome our weekly point counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican, Arizona, Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat, Massachusetts. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, my friends. Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
And hello, Connect FM listeners.
Gentlemen, we only have a few seconds left, but I wanted to ask if each of you has a political, favorite political joke that you could share with us this morning. Congressman Frank.
Well, Stevie and Diane, last night I attended a dinner party in Washington, and I was seated next to a Republican. I asked him, so, what do you do for a living? He answered, I'm a criminal lawyer. I replied, a criminal lawyer? Isn't that redundant?
Good one, Congressman. Senator McCain, how about you?
Stevie, my friend, last night I slept like a Democrat. First I lied on one side, then I lied on the other.
Another good one, Senator. And so ends today's installment of Point Counterpoint. When we come back, political humorist Bill Melbrook will tell us one of his favorite jokes, something about the, well, we'll find out next. Stay tuned, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM at 847. Welcoming back political humorist Bill Melbrook. And Bill, as you know, we've been telling some jokes this morning to end the week. You have a favorite joke from Bill Melbrook?
Well, Stevie and Diane, I was going to tell you a favorite joke. However, we just heard that stock market report, and I've just been handed an update on some of the results from today's stock market. I thought our Connect FM listeners might find some of these results rather interesting. Here they are. Helium is up at this hour. Feathers are down. Paper is stationary. Cows have steered into a bull market. Pencils are losing a few points. Elevators are rising. Escalator stocks continue their slow decline. Light switches are off. Caterpillar stock is inching up a bit. Balloon prices remain inflated. Scott Tissue has just touched a new bottom. And diapers remain unchanged.
I tell you what, I love the one you told a long time ago to me. Ronald Reagan, his favorite Russian joke, Soviet Union joke about the plumber and the electrician, all that stuff. That's a darn good joke.
I don't think we have time for that one right now.
Is that? I've got 2 minutes.
Well, all right, I'll do it quickly.
Okay, cool.
Well, a fellow in the Soviet Union goes into the state automobile store and says, "Comrade, I'd like to order a new car." And the salesman says, "All right, comrade, we will be able to deliver that car for you on August 10th, 2016. And the buyer says, "Comrade salesman, will that be in the morning or the afternoon?" And the salesman says, "Comrade buyer, what difference does it make? That's 4 years from now." And the buyer said, "Yes, I know, but the plumber's coming in the morning."
Welcome to Obamacare.
That's
the kind of service we can.
Stevie, I would like to just pass along my condolences to you and Janet and your family on the passing of your mother-in-law. I know she was a great lady. I enjoyed talking with her many times myself, and my heart goes out to all of you.
Well, I appreciate that. She was, and you're thankful. Hard to let go at any age, but you're thankful you had 85 years. Yeah. I'm thankful I knew her for the last 28 and went on a lot of trips with her. Margaret Minner. Fabulous woman. And
no mother-in-law jokes for you.
No, right. I just really, if people tell these jokes, I love my mother. She's really cool. And we travel together. And she, whenever we'd go anywhere, she'd pack like one little bag. And just like, there's nothing. It was just like, It would, no trouble, no anything.
Very efficient.
No, we just had wonderful conversations over the years. We Janet and the kids were in Houston at spring break, and her birthday was during that time. So she and I went to Lady at the Lake, Catholic Church in Mahomet, to the fish fry on her 85th birthday. We arrived at 5 and left at 8 and had a blast.
Awesome.
We talked to everybody. It was just so much fun. And so it was a great 85th. And, you know, it's...
She lived a good full life.
Well, she's just one of those third grade teachers that you remember.
Oh yeah.
And again, at our event last night to celebrate teachers, two of the people in the crowd had her as the third grade teacher. I mean, so that kind of shit.
Wow.
Kids and generations of kids.
Yeah.
So it was again. I'm sad that I won't be talking to her. I'm thankful to have known her, and I know where she is. So she's in great shape. And God bless her soul, and God bless Margaret Manor. Janet's doing great and hanging in there. It's, you know, always pretty, I would imagine, very difficult to ever say goodbye to your mom. But it's, again, thankful and appreciative. And we were all by her bedside. We were there. Benjamin played his cello. We know she heard it. And 30 minutes later, she passed away. So we have visitation Tuesday night at Owens 5 to 7. And then we'll have her mass on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. So that at St. Matthew's. But Bill, I appreciate those sentiments. And you of course, again, had talked to her over the years. And she just, there's a lot of fun.
Well, God bless you all.
Thank you so much, William. We appreciate your time and talent always on Fridays. Thanks so much, Bill Melberg, and eveningwiththepresidents.com and eveningwiththepresidents.com. Okay, busy weekend coming up. Hope you have a great one. Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
Go Tyler McGill today at 138 and hope you can win that gold. I'm Stevie J. I'll meet you back on Monday. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.